Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Max Phillips. The New Testament reading for today is from Luke 18, 18 through 34. And a ruler asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments: do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honor your father and mother." And he said, "All these things I have kept from my youth." When Jesus heard this, he said to him, "One thing you still lack. Sell all you have and distribute to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me." But when he heard these things, he became very sad, for he was extremely rich. Jesus, seeing that he had become sad, said, "How difficult it is for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God. For it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God." Those who heard it said, "Then who can be saved?" But he said, "What is impossible with man is possible with God." And Peter said, "See, we have left our homes and followed you." And he said to them, "Truly, I say to you, there is no one who has left house or wife or brothers or parents or children for the sake of the kingdom of God who will not receive many times more in this time and the age to come eternal life." And taking the 12, he said to them, "See, we are going up to Jerusalem, and everything that's been written about the Son of Man by the prophets will be accomplished. For he will be delivered over to the Gentiles and will be mocked and shamefully treated and spit upon. And after flogging him, they will kill him. And on the third day, he will rise." But they understood none of these things. This saying was hidden from them, and they did not grasp what was said. "O Lord, have mercy upon us." Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. And now, in these days, these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Dear friends in Christ, have you ever been confronted with the impossible? Something so vivid and real, it literally sucks your breath away when you consider the task. Is it possible to remove the hole that the death of a loved one leaves? Is it possible to face down and defeat an overwhelming addiction? Is it possible to save yourself from your personal wreckage of sin? It certainly seems as impossible as Jesus says, for a camel to go through the eye of a needle. Time might help in our recovery from grief's tears and tears. Counseling and therapy and other methods might help control an addiction. But is there any way possible to get around, through, or over our own personal mountain of transgressions, our own deserved separation from God? The rich young ruler believes he's found the way. He considers Jesus and questions him, kind of like you might ask an insurance agent if your life insurance is still good, knowing that it is, just seeking a bit of additional assurance. Jesus recognizes in the man an arrogance which will kill him eternally if not confronted, and he nudges him with the truth by asking, "Why do you call me good? No one is good except one, God." In this, he not only teaches but reveals. The very God of very God is standing right in front of him with an answer to the impossible. Heaven and its treasure will not be inherited or earned. It will take a miracle. An intervention. Dear friends, getting to heaven is impossible by any standard. It is only God's miraculous intervention that plucks us out of the depths of death and lovingly brings us into the miracle of salvation in the blood of the Lamb, the blood of our Lamb of sacrifice, Jesus our Lord. Impossible? Yes. But thanks be to God and Jesus, by his dying and rising, we have our own miraculous intervention. Dear friends, only believe. We pray. O King of glory, Lord of hosts, you uplifted in triumph far above all heavens, leave us not without consolation, but send us the Spirit of truth, whom you promised from the Father, for you live and reign with him and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.